In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Rich Schmidt coming to you, founder of Prophecy Focus Ministries. And I trust you're having a great morning. It's great to be with you once again. Folks, I absolutely love coming to you in these little 15-minute clips and being able to share something that hopefully is an encouragement to you and maybe a bit of a challenge at times. And we're talking about the subject of Christians, government, and the police. And really this morning what we're going to center on is the concept of civil disobedience, a biblical perspective. So as you recall, and not too far back into our past, America has been going through some very, very difficult situations. Things started out not that long ago with the COVID-19 issues and all the lockdowns and the tremendous amount of things that were taking place, totally different than our culture had been involved in ever in the history of the United States, quite frankly. And we started to see some things happening, and the Christian community basically had gotten involved in some things when it came to the restrictions that were being placed on the Christian community, so to speak. Some of those things then led to, if you remember, the individual in Minnesota, police officer, put his leg on the neck of an individual that was being arrested, and it resulted in that person's death. That was a catastrophic incident that truly got the attention, actually internationally. People at home, people international, came out and broke out in protests, many of them extremely violent. So folks, what I want to talk about a little bit this morning is from a Christian perspective, and I've watched the blogs, I've watched people on both sides of the story, if you will, both sides of the coin. Christian folks, some were totally on one side of this issue, some totally on the opposite side when it came to, is civil disobedience a proper thing for Christians to do? Well, let's go back for a moment and let's take a look at our government constitution, specifically the First Amendment. And let's just try to think through this a little bit. And if you're a Christian, if you've truly trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I know many Christian friends that I have, they're like, well, what's the right thing to do in these circumstances? Should we rebel? Should we rise up? Should we have a revolution? I mean, I've heard things from, I'm just going to go in my room and pray, all the way up to, we need a revolution. All right. Well, let's go back to one of the very important documents that was written in the United States, and basically the First Amendment to the Constitution. I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to go back and look at the concepts there, and let's see, as Christians, what's the right thing to do. All right, so here's the First Amendment. Are you ready? Here comes. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. All right, so this has several key elements that we need to quickly examine this morning to see, first of all, is what we're thinking about match up with our Constitution? And then we're going to look at it from a biblical perspective and try and get a biblical determination of, are we to follow the things that this Constitution, that especially in the United States, where I know most of us listening live, how do we respond to that as Christians? So let's look at it again. First of all, it says Congress, basically the government, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. This is one of the key things that many of our folks are, quite frankly, misinterpreting. The Constitution makes it clear that the government cannot establish a religion. All right? That's as far as it goes. In other words, the President of the United States can't say, you must join X religion or you must join my new religion. That is totally unconstitutional, can't happen. Now, let's read a little bit further. First of all, just as the government cannot force you to buy into any religion, it can't. But it says it cannot prohibit the free exercise thereof. Did you catch that, ladies and gentlemen, young people? The government cannot make a religion, nor can they stop you from properly exercising your freedom of religion. That would be unconstitutional. So in other words, if you are a Christian and you choose to promote Christianity, the Constitution says you have that right. They cannot stop you. The government, in other words, can't say you have to become a Christian, but they cannot stop you as a Christian from exercising your right to practice your religion. All right, so let's see what else it says. The government cannot abridge the freedom of speech or of the press. In other words, I constantly hear people saying, well, you know, I got to be careful where I talk about Jesus. I got to be careful where I talk about things of Scripture because I don't want to violate the concept of the separation of church and state. Folks, that is a total misinterpretation of what the Constitution states. You have the right in any venue, any place, to be able to freely share what you believe as a Christian. Now, in your workplace or so forth, there may be rules about certain things and where it's appropriate, not appropriate to do things when you're on the clock, so to speak. But the fact is, you have the right, any place, anywhere, outside of maybe violating a particular rule at the place you work, to be able to talk about the Lord Jesus if you're a Christian. And, of course, other religions should have that same right. So, what are we saying? When we're looking at, is it right to be civilly disobedient? Folks, if you're following just the Constitution, you have a right to be able to speak about your faith in Jesus Christ. So if someone is trying to deny you that particular freedom, there's some wonderful Christian attorney associations, and of course right here, if you write to us and are in need of one, we can certainly make those recommendations and help you. But you have the right to freely talk about Christ. But you know what the real issue is, folks, that I'm finding across the country, especially as I travel with Prophecy Focused Ministries? It's really not about standing our ground and telling folks about Christ. In fact, I'm finding we're kind of doing the opposite. We're basically, to a great extent, kind of going underground. We're kind of afraid to get out there and tell folks about Christ. And folks, that is what is hindering us from advancing the gospel in our neighborhoods. So the question about civil disobedience, is it right to be involved in civil disobedience? We're starting with the basic piece this morning, which is you have the right to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ in any public place and so forth. That is your right as an American right here in our country. So it also says we have the right to do what? To peaceably assemble. Now, there's the caveat, peaceably assemble. So when we're talking about civil disobedience, if we're doing things in a proper way, in a proper manner, we're assembling in a proper manner that's not, if you will, violent, you have that right. But here's what I'm seeing, and I think here's what you see. So let's address the quote-unquote elephant in the room on this issue. Here's what we're seeing. We see something that we'll call a social injustice taking place, or police using on occasion excessive force, which of course is wrong, shouldn't happen. And then instead of advancing the gospel, here's what tends to happen. Riots, horrible demonstrations, anger, a lot of Twitter feeds, a lot of Facebook posts, things that are just angry and mean-spirited and attacking the wrong that was done. Well, folks, absolutely, if a wrong's been done, no problem holding folks accountable for the wrongdoing. But are we as Christians? And folks, we make no apology for it. The Word for Life broadcast is mostly we're reaching out. Of course, there's some of you that may not have trusted Christ yet, but the majority of you have that listen to this broadcast. And folks, we can change the culture, if you will, of our communities, the culture of our states, and even the culture of the federal government. But how do we do that? Folks, we've got to be busy about telling other folks the greatest news ever given to man, the gospel. And if we're going to hide it and not share it, we're going to suffer as God's people, and eventually we're just going to keep losing ground from a public and a governmental perspective. Let me give you an encouragement here. Romans chapter 13, very familiar verses which deal with should we be civilly disobedient. And folks, here's what the Bible says about it. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. And you say, well, I don't like that. Well, it's not a matter of whether we like it or not, right? This is what God has instructed his people to do. Let's listen to it again. This is God's word. This isn't Brother Rich saying, hey, this is what I think. This is God's word. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now, folks, I hear Christians constantly trying to finagle those verses, change them, make it say something it doesn't. It means what it says. It's there. It says it. Verse 2, Romans 13. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Now, how do we know that this is talking about governmental leaders? Well, if you jump down to verse 7 right now, it says, render therefore to all their due. Taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. This is a very interesting passage. Now, I know right now there's some people saying, listen, you're missing it, Brother Rich. You're missing the fact that Christians are losing their freedom. You're missing the fact that sometimes we've just got to rise up and fight the government and fight those who are oppressing us and so forth. All right, so let's talk about that. If indeed there is something taking place in the government that is hindering the spread of the gospel, shutting down or attempting to shut down churches as we went through with the COVID issues, then what is the proper methodology from a biblical perspective on how to handle that? Well, we don't have a riot. We don't go out and commit violence. We simply do what? We go to, and God has provided us with wonderful Christian attorneys that have organizations that are well-funded. Well, sometimes not so well-funded, but they're out there. And they will go. And, folks, I saw this myself, and many of you have seen it, right here in Wisconsin, a group of Christians that were attorneys and that knew how to do things the proper, safe, and nonviolent way. They did the proper thing. They filed lawsuits against the state, and folks, things were stopped that were hindering the opening up of churches. So is it proper to be civilly disobedient? I very much caution us on that issue. First of all, we need to pray for our governmental leaders, as Romans 13 also encourages us to do what? To be subject to those governmental leaders, to pay our taxes, to do right. But folks, the greatest thing we can do for the cause of Christ is to advance the gospel. Folks, we need to get out of our chairs. We need to get out of our pews. We need to get out on the streets and do what? Tell folks about Jesus. Folks, people's hearts will not change. The government will not change. Our communities will not change until they come to Christ. Folks, it's the only hope we have. Well, folks, I hope this was a little encouragement to you to go out and share the gospel. Thanks so much for listening to the Word for Life this morning. God bless you, and have a godly day.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.